In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un chef possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en percevant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Ching Hai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Ching Hai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring home-baked cookies, rock and ruby buns.
Okay, we are going to make some very cookies. They call it rock bun. Yeah, rock bun. Okay, about 220 gram. 250 grams of flour. I don't like it in my nose, so I wear the mask again. In case you're allergic to flour, you have to wear it. A pinch of salt. Yeah? Remember, baking, you should put some salt. It tastes much better than just sugar alone. Yeah.
Okay, master.
And 50 grams of sugar. There is a measurement here. I'm going to put 50 grams in it. Okay, and mix the flour and sugar and salt. Mix it well. You can use brown sugar or you can use caster sugar.
Okay, master.
Caster sugar is more fine, that's all. It's easier to mix with the flour more thoroughly, but I use brown sugar. And 100 grams of vegan butter or margarine. 250 grams of flour, all-purpose flour, or plain flour, or self-raising flour. 30 grams of mixed pills, and 75 grams, or 80 grams, a little bit, more or less, of mixed dry fruit. I have here cranberry dry, sultana, and raisin. Okay, and we're going to mix the flour first, together with the margarine, and a pinch of salt, and the 50 grams of sugar, yeah?
Yes,
mix together in here first. Very thoroughly. The flour will become like this, see?
Yes, master.
Yeah, you mix it well. Most of the pastry you mix like this so the air can go in and it become more, you know, the pastry will not become hard, but just nice and airy and crunchy. Yeah? Okay?
Yes, master.
That's done. And now you put a few yogurt in it. Three of simple small yogurt. Plain yogurt, yeah?
Okay.
If you like flavor, you put vanilla yogurt or fruit yogurt. I don't have all the yogurt, the dogs eat them all, so I use fruit yogurt. The dogs, they love yogurt. This is soya yogurt, right?
Yes, master.
So when I say yogurt, you should know it's soya. And when I say milk, you should know it's soya milk, okay?
Okay, master.
I don't use others, so I forget to say this and that. But they are vegan, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, master.
You put some milk. About half a bowl of milk, yeah?
Yes, master.
You mix it first, see how it goes, yeah? Yeah, you put a little milk first, and mix it.
to become a stiff dough, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And then you can form into biscuits, or scones, buns. I make a little bit more than 250 grams because I have a lot of humans and dogs in my house. But the recipe should have been like that, yeah? The one that I told you.
Yes, Master.
And if you make more, double that, then you just add everything, yeah?
Okay, Master.
The dough is okay like that. Make sure you mix it well, but lightly, don't knead it. There, okay?
Okay, Master.
And now you can mix all the mixed fruit in it, yeah? Or you can put the mixed fruit and the mixed peel beforehand, before you put the milk and yogurt.
Okay,
Master. Or you can mix it in later. You can also mix like that, you see? You preheat your oven 200 degrees Celsius, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Or 400 degrees Fahrenheit, and in gas it would be, number 6 in gas, yeah?
Okay, Master.
Because I cook a lot, so I put 3 yogurt in there. But for 250 grams, you put only 1 yogurt, yeah?
Okay, Master.
You can put more yogurt also, it'd be softer, but it's not necessary. Okay, now, we use the butter, you know, all the margarine that's left over, and to grease the tray, huh? So that the cookie, the bun, will not stick to the tray. This is just basic. I think you guys all know this. Okay. I put out here a little sesame, raw sesame, yeah?
Yes, Master.
All right. And a little leftover flour I put there, so I can flour my hand, yeah? Otherwise, it will be too sticky, yeah?
Okay.
You just grab this with your hand flour, yeah? So it doesn't stick to your hand too much. And then you just put any piece about rich size like that, yeah?
Okay.
Just put on the tray. More or less, don't matter. It doesn't have to be good shape or anything. Flour. Or divide it big or small as you like it. There's no rule. Just have fun, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Important is have fun. Rough, just put it on roughly like that, like a rock, yeah?
Okay, Master.
That's why they call it rock buns. You can call it diamond buns if you like.
Yes.
You like diamond? You call it diamond bun. Why not? And now, you put a little sesame on top of them. Yeah?
Okay.
On top of each of it. Just a pinch of sesame. Optional. You don't have to put sesame, but I like to put sesame on it. Yeah?
Okay, Master.
Right. Now, you put it in your oven. Leave it there. For 10 to 15 minutes, but you have to watch it, okay?
Okay, Master.
Normally, you should use 2 trays together, because you can cook it both at the same time, and you have to probably change in the middle to make sure that both are cooked equally, you know? But we don't have 2 rackets, so I just use 1, and meanwhile, I will prepare another. It's better next time we buy another racket so we can cook 2 trays at the same time, save electricity, eh?
Yes, Master.
Okay, we prepare another one now. Just put it rough in like that, huh?
Okay, Master.
Not in good shape or anything. It's a simple, you see?
Yes, very
it's
simple.
It's a more simple way of baking. This is for this same recipe, you can put in like roasted peanut mixed together with the dough, and it become nicely and frighteningly tasty. It's a different taste then, yeah?
Okay, Master.
You use similar things, but you add different fruit or different nuts, and it will taste very nicely, yeah? Just one recipe, you can make it different taste.
Okay, Master.
I'm just playing with the rest of the dough.
Yeah.
I put it in this tray, in a more flat. We can also cook like that. It's no big deal, everything. As long as the oven is hot, you can do it any shape, in any tray, and it will cook just nicely. You watch it until the cookie is golden and dry, huh? Cook dry, dry and golden.
Yes,
you have to make it up. Because some oven is hotter than the other oven, you can also say, okay, 15 minutes, yeah? Sometimes it takes a little longer.
Okay, master.
See how it goes. If it's too sticky, you just put your sticky hand into the flour and rub it together and it become out easier, yeah?
Okay, master.
Don't wash everything into your sink because it might clog your sink, yeah? Mm-hmm. Just flour your hand like this and rub it together with the rest of the flour in your hand, the sticky flour, and then it'll be gone. And then wipe it. And then you can wash it then. And all this flour in the sink, in the basin, you have to take it out, wipe it out before you wash so it doesn't go into the sink, the pipe, and clog your pipe. Yeah?
Okay, master.
It's a little messy, but it takes a few minutes and you'll clean up. Don't worry. It's okay to make mistakes. If you don't like the way you bake it, next time try it again. Okay, we check it out now. If it's okay or not. Uh-oh. Not enough. You have to bake a little longer. It's not brown, golden yet. It's cooked, but it's not brown. Okay. If you want it more brown or golden looking, you sprinkle some milk on it, yeah?
Okay, master.
Yeah. Oh, as I told you before, use your finger and sprinkle. Like that. Right on top of it. You see, this is a little bit rough cake, so you don't brush it hard. You just do it gently, yeah?
Okay.
With a brush like this. Or you use your finger to gently dab on it. Yeah. So the shape won't be flat and boring like other cakes. This is supposed to be rough. Rough looking. Like the wow, you know?
Yeah.
You cook it. And it looks appetizing. It's rough looking. But it doesn't matter if it's not rough looking. It still tastes the same, yeah?
Yes, master.
However you like it, just have fun. No need to set too high standard for yourself. You're not going to make it as a baker or something. Just make it fun for family and kid. They will love it. Because when you cook, you shouldn't have pressure, no?
Yes,
just a leisure, yeah, and happy, yeah?
Yes.
Then the cake will come out nicely and people will enjoy your loving attention to the cake. If you sprinkle too much milk or put some flour around it, you wipe it first. You wipe very clean like this and waiting to put it in the oven when the oven is done.
Okay, master.
See, the oven sometimes is hotter inside and cooler next to the door. So you have to check it out. If it's too brown inside, then you have to change the direction. Yeah?
Okay, master.
And if it's brown underneath and not yet brown on top, then you turn the oven into top only or put your racket up so that it brown on the top quick. Yeah?
Yes, master.
Before you take it out.
Okay, master.
It doesn't matter that much. Actually, just if you want to make it more beautiful, then you have to take a little bit care. Cooking is an art also. It's easy, but it's an art. You have to pay attention to delicate detail. Otherwise, you will cook also, and you will also enjoy just the same. Okay, it's done. If it's too difficult to take the tray, then you just take the rack out together. Yeah? I put it on a cold surface. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Just leave it there. And put this back in the middle. Don't forget to turn your oven back to both up and down to bake. Okay, we'll put the next one in. So this one, see how it looks. Be careful, the oven is hot, yeah?
Okay, master.
And put it right in the middle of the tray in the middle. Again, set the time and temperature again. Right now, the oven is hotter. You can put it a little less, or you just 190. 190 is the same. And you put it 15 minutes. And if it's not cooked by then, you have more time, yeah?
Okay, Master.
Better than turn it too much and then it burn your cake. Now it looks like this. See, it's okay already. See that?
Look beautiful.
Yeah, it's golden, eh?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. And you eat it with tea and you can put butter on it. I mean, vegan butter.
Okay.
Or you don't put, you eat it like this. Yeah. My dogs love it so much, but they can't have too much because it's sweet, no? You can cook this without sugar. You can put like other thing in it. Yeah, you can put molasses, or you can put honey, or you can put, syrup, yeah? But I just use sugar, simple, no? I don't eat honey anyway. I don't like honey. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the animal, no? Use it if you have to for medicinal purpose, but I don't eat honey. Okay, alright, that's it. You see, if the cake is cooked underneath, it's also golden, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. So that means the cake is cooked. And another thing you try is to use a toothpick. Okay, you want to test if your cake is done, and cook is done, you just stick a toothpick right into it and take it out. It's all clean, like you have never touched, then your cake is done, inside out. Yeah?
Okay.
Otherwise, sometimes if you're not careful, it just burns outside, it doesn't cook inside. But if you put the toothpick in and it come out clean like this, then no doubt, yeah?
Okay, Master.
Okay. So now, they are cold already, you transfer into tray or dish, yeah? Ready to eat them. It's done. It's golden already. We have to take it out now. Hamid, you're gonna have some cake. Some cookies, Hamid. Yeah. This is very simple to make. Quick, easy. And a bit delicious. Change the pillow for cake. Okay, bring the pillow here. Bring it here. And you can have some cake. Good boy. Good boy. You're not lazy, you're not kicking it out. You have to bring it here. Goodie. Hey, give me your pillow. Wow, look at you. What a nice pillow you have. Can I have it? Thank you. Remember the one you put in the tray here?
Yes, Master.
It's also look good, look at that.
Yes.
It has a shape even. It's not as rough as the other one. We cannot call this rock bun because it doesn't look like a rock. It's not rock buns, it's ruby buns or diamond buns. Look at that, huh?
Yes,
it's brown. It's a golden brown underneath. It's nice. And I have all this. There. And cook another tray anyway. That will be enough for everybody. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Take it with tea. Wow. Wow, huh?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It smells nice.
So good. Yeah, I know. Tastes even better. Mm-hmm. It's good or not?
Mm. Wonderful.
Yeah? Yes. Really good?
Delicious.
Mm. Wow.
Really good.
Very good.
Very good. Excellent.
This is excellent.
Excellent, really.
Not just good?
Yes.
Told you, I know how, huh? Yeah. This is very simple. Everyone can cook it. Children can even cook it. Just mix the flour and the dry fruit and bake in the oven 15 minutes, that's it? Yeah. Flour, sugar, yeah? Mm-hmm. Little milk. You can have yogurt or no yogurt, it doesn't matter. But with yogurt, it's softer, you see? The texture is more like biting, yeah. because we don't use eggs, so we use yogurt, no? Vegan yogurt. She's jumping on you.
Oh.
They love this.
Hot. Oh, happy.
I know. And happy is a thief. Hermit is also.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hermit, that's what they.
Everybody can have some, huh? I mean the dogs, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Not
okay.
Too much, okay?
Oh, yeah. A little bit, okay.
Because it's sweet stuff.
Yes.
And after that, brush their teeth quick, huh? Of course we brush every night, but after this we brush a little bit more diligently. Come. Here, baby. Yeah, thank you for mom. Mm.
Okay,
a little bit more, okay? Boyo. Here, boyo. There you are. Like it? Mm-hmm. I baked it myself. I mean, any other gang come here? Any gang members? Come quick. Before all the human gang, they eat it all. That's two gangs here, huh? Human gang and dog gang. Which one come first, we eat first. To make a round, huh? Make a round.
Look,
she's fat, okay?
Yeah.
Be careful. Be careful with her.
Yeah. Okay, Penny. Oh, okay, Penny. Okay, Penny. Thank you. Thank you, Penny. Thank you. Okay, honey. Okay, it's good.
Boyo can eat a little bit more, but the rest are fat.
Careful.
Boyo never get fat, huh? I wonder why. I keep feeding him more than everyone else so that he get fat a little bit, but he doesn't. He's healthy and he's fine.
Just a rest. You want some more?
I saw that. How many you got already?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're so good, Pastor.
I saw that. I captured it on camera, you. Huh? Huh? Yes. You count it, okay? Otherwise, you eat it all.
Yes.
He has a long arm, yeah? You stand up and he go up to you.
Thank you for your noble company today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for The Story of Christmas and the Love of Jesus on Between Master and Disciples right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, celebrating the spirit of love and charity in children on Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be joyous and bright and in tune with the wisdom and love from heaven.